as easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
Jennifer Hudson on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion with Jesus Promised Me a Home Over There. Bring us to exactly 20 minutes to 8. On the line, we are joined by Bishop David Malatse. Mfundisi wam.
Eh, ngeku kaThixo.
Kunjani, tata?
Hayi, noko, tata. Njani nina, tata? Ndiphilile.
Hayi, ndiyaphila.
Hawu, tata. Awuthi sibulise naba laleli bakho, man. Labanqwele.
Baphulaphuli.
Abaphulaphuli.
Abaphulaphuli amakhaya.
Ndibekile ke alebaka lethile olile.
Ya, ke rino rijelela ka nna, bra. Ya, ke bile-bile ke o bona. No rijelela ka nna. Bro, ena o sixhosa. Ah, akazi ukuthetha isixhosa. Noro nke ya mokhoni kanti hayi gasitsi bikinyana
awalamba le pitsi muruti mabi
ha ka mahu fela muruti wa ke lona
no man shalom alekhim man shalom
ra lebo ha muruti wa ka
bona mahu man and your beloved listeners that are faithful David Okupiti, man. May the good Lord bless them abundantly so.
Hallelujah. We can't wait to hear what you always have for us, Muruti. And so tonight is not different from the other nights. The soul that sins will die.
Yeah, the soul that sins will die. But before Kenamole, Muruti, let me just send my congratulations, you know, to the matriculants. What matters most is that they all reached the finishing line. And those who did not manage to finish their course, you know, look, if you fail, Keep trying until you get it right. I just pray that they won't, you know, succumb to the pressures of this world and become the victims of the circumstances. So may the good Lord keep them and you know, until they become what the Lord wanted them to become.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Ezekiel, I just want to read 4 verses from chapter number 18. This is one of the scriptures that opened my eyes for the longest of time and aligned me with the purpose. It reads by saying, Yahweh's word came to me again saying, what do you mean that you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, you shall not use this proverb anymore in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins, he shall die. I just want to drop it here, Muruti, more verse number 4. The reason why I'm saying this, the Kihore, You remember when God spoke to the ground in the book of Bereshit for the ground to produce the trees and the trees with the fruit. God commanded each and every tree where it needs to bear after its own kind, meaning where everything that you find on that tree. And it was impossible, even if, you know, there is this procedure that they normally use, you know, to keep the branch alive by using this thing. They call it crafting route, where they will take a branch and then punya the stem and try, you know, to tighten that branch there in order for it to survive. The biggest mystery, you know, in the doings of the Lord, you will let each and every man produce after his own kind. But here we were given, you know, grace by Hashem again. Look, let us not keep on repeating, what the mistakes of the fathers, and then because the fathers, derailed from the truth, then the children must also suffer. It must be the matter of them choosing what is right for them. But I believe the biggest challenge that we have as a society and a nation at large, we have a serious gap, Muruti, Yaba to Bailoring. They are not aligning themselves with their roots because they don't know where they're coming from. We are facing the dilemma, the fatherless generation. And now by so saying, now you find the people struggling over and over again to defeat some of the demons that they are fighting, even when they are in the Lord, because they don't know what is there that they are fighting with. Gandhi, what will put you at ease and also on a, advantage, position is when you know the demon that your father used to fight and whatever that defeated your father. So it becomes a serious challenge when you don't know even the man, whom, you were brought forth from his own loins. And this is why, Maruti, you realize with time that rena le batho ba bangata, rena le bana ba bangata ba kwatileng. Rena le bana ba bangata ba getting ka anger. Once they decide to do anything, they do it without any benefit of a doubt, because there is this serious anger that is boiling in the inside of them. Or I'm trying my level best to be good. I'm trying my level best to wait until right, but I keep on falling, into those cracks. I don't want nothing to do with them. Gandhi, they are fighting with something that is already on their systems because they happen to be an extension. Gandhi, but if only you could know, okay, this is what I'm actually fighting with, and whatever that I'm facing is something that is, in my bloodline, and I'm not the first one, who happened, to deal with this situation. Many of my predecessors, tried and they were defeated. But I think I hold now with the Lord on my side, I declare and I decree that it shall never happen. And by so doing, now you're fighting the battle at an advantageous position, because at least you know what you are dealing with. But the biggest challenge here in Anleona Murutikie, or now most of the people, they are on this, disadvantage, kind of position, and we have these detectives, the mistakes, where there are flaws, where there are weaknesses and the mistakes, there will be someone who will forever blow the whistle. But at least if people can go a little bit deeper to understand that at least now this person is in the Lord. And the Lord has promised, in his word that the soul that sins shall surely die. Now if this person is keep on fighting what he knows, sometimes they need their support, Rudy, at large. They need us, to intervene and be more prayerful in order for them to conquer. Mm. Because once you are in the Lord, we cannot allow you, because now you are struggling with certain issues and weaknesses there and there. We need to establish that what is this that you are fighting with, and now where does this whole thing connect from? Because now if the Bible says the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge, that simply means what defeated the father shall surely destroy the child. Mm. And reborn and train Akale Bakalaure now, we're coming in the background, they were raised by community and they were fathered, by people that they don't even know, but they were raised as part and parcel of the family. Hence, most of, the male child, they are using their mother's terms. But what matters most, Gyuri, at this time, at this point in time, where we were given a guarantee, or what defeated your father, you must not allow it to defeat you, because now you are in the law.
I get it. It's important, Muruti, when we know these laws, you know, of nature. I don't know if I'm maybe describing them rightfully there. When we know these things, like for instance, you ask yourself a question, if you are observant enough, because most of the times we tend a blind eye to these things in a, with a belief that we are a new creation, all things have passed away, and yet we're experiencing exactly the same things that our predecessors went through. But when we know these things, there's 10 things that we really need to deal with them. Yes, we are delivered, but you don't have to allow these things to continue in your life, so you need to stand against such things. But then again, when you know this loss, things can end up continuing. The things that your forefathers went through can continue in your life. A practical example can this be this medical issue, like if you were testing for a high blood pressure or diabetes and all that, they ask you a question, is there somebody in your family that suffers from the same ailment? What does that say to us? It says that chances are the certain things that your predecessors went through can happen in your life again. But when you know this law, then you are even if your father didn't raise you, then you have to go and look for your father and maybe inquire with regards to what actually happened in his life, what kind of a person he is. So once you know those things, then you know what chances are those things might happen in your life. Then you get to deal with them hands on. In other words, now you know the enemies that you are dealing with.
I think you know Muruti ka sosotho ba tore o pile homo lenaka. Why I'm saying that, because unfortunately, you know, we are now surrounded by a lot of pulpits who are occupied by people who are echoing, you know, the sentiment, you know, they never questioned it and maybe set aside, you know, lebatho ba loreng ba di bua, and start asking, you know, some certain relevant questions. Why am I saying that? We all know, most people were encouraged that once you are in the Lord, I mean, everything is gone. I mean, all that you see, you know, is glory, glory, glory. You are going to be a fire. You know, you are going to be, you are going to fire everything that comes your way. You just fire and fire and fire and fire. But this is where now we lost a lot of generals. We lost a lot of champions. People who were supposed to be standing in this, in the times such as this. Only because now they were operating from the level of understanding what is that they are facing. Yes, you can be in the Lord. Yes, you can be a born-again child of God, but you belong to a family. And you are not only belonging to the family, you are belonging to the DNA. And that is the DNA that normally determines and defines the real you. And now that is why most of the time, again, we cannot compare ourselves with others. The only true mirror that is given unto us is the place called family. You know, where if your father maybe is in prison or maybe died long time ago, but there are still, you know, family members who happen to have the same DNA as you. I mean, all that you need to know is to do proper and thorough investigation about yourself and who you are, what you are facing, what you're dealing with. So that when you come back now and face your own demon, you know exactly what you are fighting for with. And again, even when you pray, you never pray amiss now, because you direct your prayers, you know where the problem is. And that is why there is a saying, Muruti, that says, a wise man fills his brain before emptying his mouth. Because most of Banaba Borona and most of Banaba Modimo, they were actually misled, you know, even to a point that if there is certain, you know, disease that happens, you know, to circulate in their family, You'll find people who are saying, no, this thing is demonic. We are going to pray and cast it out. Not giving you a fair chance that, okay, look, let me rather give it a try. And then know exactly where does this whole thing come from. Because exactly how it's about a problem and an itch of kukai. Then you can address the problem from the root. Now, some, they even succumbed, you know, to a serious kind of, you know, these chronic diseases, because someone behind the pulpit stood up there and said, no, once you are here, you know, don't take medication. Leave those things out of the devil. The word has healed you. You know, and start giving them all those products now people are having. But now tonight the Lord is saying, the soul that sins is the one that shall surely die. But what gives us advantage over that is to know, Murutu Rena, what was the dilemma of that soul? Where did that soul, you know, went wrong? You know, what is that appetite that destroyed the soul? Because you find that most of the people, they are still somehow repeating their mistakes and the sins of their fathers, even unknown. I've realized from time to time, I can say that, especially those people who were raised by their single mom, and a minute old to Unalingwana, he will go out of his way to try to become a better father than what his father did. But what they normally do with time is to get the partners. They don't understand even the journey that this person traveled, you know, and what is that that they are trying, to bring into focus. Can't if the whole thing, you know, was discussed prior, or like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then this is what I'm dealing with, and this is what I'm facing, because the Lord promised me that the soul who sins shall surely die. So I don't want to become a victim. Yes, my predecessors went through. It is there. But I know that, with the power that is invested within me, because now I am in the Lord, you know, I can manage this. This is one of my cross that I need to carry and follow the Lord. But we don't find a space, Murutu, where people discussed these things, you know, deeply and thorough. So every time when people come, they just want to excel and make a lot of noise and hubbaloo and try to bring with the exegesis and the eisegesis and bring in a whole lot of confusion rather than dealing with the things that are, at hand. And Tebaka will really address head on right there. So I'm praying tonight that whoever who's under the sound of my voice, if you are that person who doesn't understand the things that they're dealing with, and every good thing that you are planning to do, you keep on falling into cracks. Do some thorough research. It doesn't mean that when you are a failure, it doesn't mean or the Lord doesn't hear your prayers. But there are certain things that when I really address head on. And immediately when those things are revealed to you, knowledge becomes power. Mm. And it will be easy now for you not to fall.
Absolutely.
In whatever threat that your predecessor
has. Matlho Moruti re Modimo a re thuse. Some of the patterns mo thokaranga di bona di diragala. It's tell gore when somebody, for instance, are rebuilt at a young age, the tendency is God is like they're being followed by that spirit. Needing happy, the person has been raped and all that. The same applies to the issue of rejection. I was taught and told, and I can believe that, Hori, when you reject the baby, even when it's still in the womb, the baby is born, they will feel rejected. And that can happen for the most part of their lives if they don't deal with that spirit of rejection. And all that. But these are some of the things we shouldn't really say lightly. But thanks, Muruti, once again for your time. Quickly give us your contact details.
072-316-3117.
072-316-3117. Muruti, hi, Papa. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, Ramuruti, David Malat. That's how we come to the end of our show this evening. Hopefully, you have learned a lot, and of course, keep us in your prayers 24/7. Up next is Salanati on AM 657. Rekopana gape mo nakong etlang Modimo a redile. From me, Godfiji, Aibe Boroko, Shalom.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion